This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let's go down a different road today. I got a phone call this morning from an individual out of Florida, and we were having a conversation. And this is the second time this has come up just this week. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three words, let that word be established, and so it is. In other words, I'm hearing, and what was said, as so you know, what was brought to my ears was, Bradley, can you share with people as to what they're supposed to do? Because people are listening to the show. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, we're number two right now on the Gage, Genesis Communication Network, out of 82 radio shows. And we appreciate your listenership. And we did an event last week in Alexander, Minnesota, and feedback came to us, and one wanted to know, what are we supposed to do? So going to what are we supposed to do from last week to today's conversation out of Florida, Bradley, share with people as to what they're supposed to do. You know, and I say this in all sincerity. You know, every day in my life that I get up, I look at what I have to face. And listen, it looks hopeless. Time and time again, it looks just hopeless. There's nothing we can do about what's going on. It's just not true. It's just not true at all. I remember Arturia said that his uncle said to him, there's no worse death than the end of hope. Well, listen, it depends on where your hope is. I remember a president, as a matter of fact, I know his name. He was a communist, but it's interesting how the devil can speak the truth as well in his confusion. Roosevelt said that, you know, when you run out of hope and you come to the end of your rope, just tie a knot and hang on. Well, when you're born of the Spirit of God, the Bible tells us that we're overcomers. We overcome by the faith of the Son of God, Galatians 2:21. When we go to 1 John chapter 5, it talks about how the faith within us that's given unto us by Christ overcomes the world. The Bible tells us that we're made more than conquerors through Him who loved us. The Bible tells us greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. So no matter what I see, no matter what kind of mountains, how hopeless it seems, I go through the day, I bear the cross, and sure enough, I'm on top of that mountain somehow or another that Christ gives us. And it's pretty cool. You can't explain it. It's just there. But you know where it came from. In saying that, when people ask me, what are we supposed to do? I tell my kids every day, you know, those that are born of the Spirit of God, they don't need to be told what to do. And might I remind you that we walk by faith, not by sight. I think where people miss it the most is in the doing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, yes, but what does it teach us? We show our faith that's been given unto us by Christ by what we do. And if we love our brothers and sisters, the end aim is to seek and save that which is lost, going back. I tell my kids every day that, listen, nobody has to tell me what I'm supposed to do. I'm up and I'm moving. Like they say, you can't drive a car that's not moving. And the Bible tells us in Romans 8, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. So when you're born of the Spirit of God, you find yourself doing the things of the Spirit as you follow the Christ. And I'm talking about those that are born of the Spirit and not of the will of the flesh. I mean, if you remember right, friends, Peter himself didn't know what he was supposed to do. It tells us in John 21, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou was young, you girded yourself. You did whatever you wanted to do. And the Bible tells us, and walked whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, Jesus said to Peter, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. It's interesting, when you're born in the Spirit, you see what's wrong with the world, and the Spirit of God teaches you how to right that wrong. And keep in mind, not by your power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And it's like the Lord is telling those that are born of the Spirit, listen, just get in the fight and we're going to win the day. And rest assured, when you serve the living God, that's all you have to do to get in trouble is to do the right thing. And it's not hard to figure out what you're supposed to do. Because there's so much wrong in this world. And it's the church's job, it's Christians' job, it's the job of the Christians to bring the answers to the world. Well, Bradley, I listen to you all the time. You've been on the radio for 17 years. That's all I hear you doing is exposing criminal politicians and criminals in the church. Yep. And instead of magnifying the crime, I'm also bringing in the answer, which is judgment, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. And that's where it stops, where most people come into play when they ask me questions like, what am I supposed to do? You know, it reminds me of none other than the great abolitionist, Frederick Douglass, when he said that when he was a slave, that he prayed for 20 years for his freedom, and it never came. He said, it never came until I put my feet to my prayers. See, the problem is, people in this country don't realize that they're enslaved. And I'm not just talking to a couple, I'm talking to every single one of you. Our forefathers would come back today and say, well, look what you have done with our country. Look what you have done in tolerating crime in this country. You are enslaved and you don't even know it. Which, by the way, reminds me of another abolitionist. They called her the Moses of her day. And she would go to and fro, this woman did. And when she went to and fro from plantation to plantation, she would go to slaves and she would tell them that you don't have to be slaves any longer. And of course, I'm speaking of Harriet Tubman. And she was asked at one point in her life, and she was being praised by the people as liberating other slaves in other plantations. And when she was asked, so how many slaves have you freed? She said, thousands, but I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. We're going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept, right after this break.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about, well, feedback. Feedback coming from the people. Bradley, what are we supposed to do? And I'm just taking it line upon line, precept upon precept as it comes up. I was just highlighting the fact that Harriet Tubman, the great abolitionist, they called her the Moses of her day, she would go from plantation to plantation. She was a former slave too, just like that of Frederick Douglass. And she would go to plantations to liberate the slaves. And then she would go to the plantations to liberate, to educate the slaves. She would liberate those that had ears to hear and eyes to see. And at one point in her life, she was asked, as she was being praised by the people, she was asked the question, how many slaves were liberated through her efforts? And she said, thousands, but I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. See, most people don't know that they're enslaved. See, this is what sin does. It enslaves men and women. It's been said about sin that, you know, it's going to cost you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. And it's going to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. And how many people, matter of fact, I just got a text this morning talking about a guy that's been listening to the radio station. Said he's working on his walk with God. Now give yourself to God. Give yourself over to God. But meet him on his terms. Let me explain. When I think of Luke 15, I think of, you know, the prodigal son. And when I think of the prodigal son, I thought, well, you know, I didn't even have a dad in my life on a personal note. My mom was a workaholic, and she was gone all the time, and it was me and my brother left alone. And really what raised us up more than anybody, more than any other responsible party, was the television set. And I thank God, funny it may be to some of you, but I thank God for Pa from Little House on the Prairie. Because in so many different ways, the Lord used that man to show me what a dad looks like and acts like. and what he's supposed to do and how he does it. But when you don't have that, you're just kind of lost. It's like it's worse. You know, as a matter of fact, Frederick Douglass said, you know, broken men are easier to fix than fatherless men. Oh, my goodness. You ain't kidding me. No joke there in any sense of the word. And it's not fun being raised without a dad. Because you don't know his function. And when you begin to look in the Word in Luke 15, you can see the process and the earmarks of the prodigal son. But the difference is he had a dad in the picture, and it begins to tell us exactly what he did and how he did it. And going over to equate myself to this prodigal son, it says in Luke 15, verse 12, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. It's funny because I didn't have any goods to get from a father because my father was MIA, my dad. So the dad, what he did is he divided them unto his children, and the younger took his inheritance. And the Bible tells us that he went out, he took a journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all that he had, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in lack. Yep, I know all about it. I know all about it. I know what it's like coming home from school, and there's no food in the cupboards, but I can say, on the other hand, me and my brother never lacked, regardless if it was a can of sardines or a hot dog, a cold one. It didn't matter. We lacked for nothing. And usually when you say lack for nothing, people think you were wealthy. Nope, I was a kid raised on welfare. I know what it's like to go out there and have nothing. I know what it's like to go out there and not know where I'm going to be sleeping the next night. I know what it's like to move 37 times throughout my life through Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the surrounding suburbs. I know what it's all about, first-hand experience. And I know what it's like to cry out to God, too. And I know what it's like when He answers. And it's pretty awesome. So once this younger son blew all the inheritance and he fell to famine, the Bible says in verse 17, Luke 15, he came to himself. Circumstance brought him to himself. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? When he came to himself, his thoughts went back to his dad, his father. And realizing that his dad had his stuff together, he knew that was the direction that he needed to go. And he came to himself and he said, I will arise and go to my dad and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. How did he know that he sinned against heaven and before thee? That was the first thing that caught my eye. How did he know that he sinned against heaven? Because the law of God showed him his sin. Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. He didn't know what sin was until the law showed him. He didn't know his need for the great physician until the law showed him his disease. And once he knew his disease, that's what drove him to the foot of the physician. The law drives us to the cross where the law can do no more. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. He said, I'll arise and go to my father and will say unto my father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And notice the order in which he said it. He first sinned against God and before thee. And he said, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. There's repentance right there. And when you go to 2 Corinthians 7:10, it tells us, for godly sorrow worketh repentance till salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. There's a difference. A sorrow of the world that worketh death is one that is an altar athlete. You go into the churches today, you see people repenting every single week. Yep. And the floors are slanted to the pulpit for a purpose, so everybody can just go down there again and apologize to God for their sins that they committed throughout the week. See, they love Jesus so much, instead of thriving to live their lives in holiness, to walk in the light of God's countenance, they went out and they lived their lives the way that they wanted to, and they came back to church and they were convicted by their sin once again, John 16. Because, see, that's what the Holy Ghost does. He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, 8. See, those people aren't sorry, but the prodigal son was sorry, and so was I. But I just didn't know what I was sorry for, because nobody ever produced the law of God to show me that I had a need for a Savior. Nobody showed me God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, Mark chapter 10. I didn't have an understanding of what sin was. Because we live in a society that doesn't teach us law to grace. Yet, up into the 60s, that's all they used to teach in this country. Now the professed church in America today just teaches everything upside down on its head. And then they wonder why they have a society that's growing up and prospering in a state of anarchy. Because they've been taught by a bunch of antinomianists. Those that have no regard for God's moral law. You see how that works? And the Bible says in verse 20, and he arose and came to his father, and yet when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. On God's terms, not man's terms. Oh my goodness. I remember when I first got saved, I was all by myself. I was in the rock and roll world doing the things that I do and did. Everything I shouldn't have been doing. And it's funny, nobody had a problem with me when I was doing everything that I shouldn't have been doing. They loved me so much, they withheld the truth. And nobody knew that show after show after show, when I was touring the United States of America, I was a drummer for a band called Power Trip back then. Nobody knew, state after state, that I was in the room by myself crying out to God, saying, show me who you are, because I don't want anything to do with what I see out there. Show me the God of David. Show me the God of Abraham. Show me the God of Jesus Christ. I didn't even know how to say it or pray it. And funny enough, I would come home, and after I would be playing out or at the bars, and I would turn on the television and I'd be watching an old Baptist preacher on television. See, I was coming to myself when I was going to my father, and I didn't see what the Holy Ghost was at work doing. I do now, but it took me some time. And what was he doing? He was working godly repentance in me so I can understand the process. He was showing me who I wasn't, to show me who he was so he can answer my prayers. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A Dallas motorcycle cop taking part in a funeral procession for a fellow officer who died of cancer this week was himself killed this morning when a car crashed into the procession. Police Chief Renee Hall says Senior Corporal Jamie Gibbons was a 32-year veteran of the force.
The driver of the Kia Sportage collided into a concrete divider where he was subsequently arrested for suspicion of driving while intoxicated.
Givens was escorting the casket car on an interstate, his motorcycle stationary, with emergency lights blinking. A 2-year-old girl in California was accidentally shot and killed by her 4-year-old male cousin Friday. Authorities arrested the victim's grandfather for leaving the loaded gun out and accessible. Neighbor Cindy Placencia agrees with that ruling.
I think it's his fault because if he knows that there's children around and they're awake and they're playing this early, and why would he leave a gun where they can reach it?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Been talking about, well, I'm leading up to a question that was asked today on the telephone from a guy out of Florida asking me, what are we supposed to do? Last week we did Alexandria, Minnesota. We did a meeting out there, which was great. Lots of people showed up. We appreciate that. Same thing in Amory, Wisconsin, the week before that. People are awake here, which is great to see. And the question that was brought to me on the telephone yesterday concerning that meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota was, Bradley, people want to know what they're supposed to do. And I'm trying to say, when you're born of the Spirit, no one needs to tell you anything, because you know the end aim is the same, that of Christ, because you're born of the Spirit. If you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to do the things that the Spirit does. Luke 19:10. Read it when you get a moment. Psalm 2. Read it when you get a moment. And I've been just kind of teeing it up right now and just kind of telling you the process over years, it was a year by year process of the Lord just breaking me down to nothing, to show me who I was and to show me who He was. I didn't understand that the greatest miracle that God can perform is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, make him holy, and then put him back into that unholy situation. See, I didn't know that until a man becomes nothing, God will create nothing out of him. I didn't know none of that, but that was the process that He was bringing me through. And it was interesting, because I was going to a prosperity church, that's what I was initiated into, with a prophetic pastor, very prophetic. I seen him way out in left field, and I seen him spot on. Over and over and over again. But what's interesting about all of this, friends, is I would go to church, and I remember that pastor came up to me one time, and I was being broken. See, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51:17. Isaiah 66:2. To this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. And it was interesting because the only time that I felt right was when I was at home feeding on the spiritual word of God, the bread of life, that of Jesus Christ. And I remember this pastor told me one time, he said to me, Bradley, something's wrong. And it's like, no, scripturally, everything is right. What's wrong is what you're teaching people. You're preaching a crossless, false grace and a false love day after day. And then you guys are wondering where the Holy Ghost is. He's not going to bear witness to a lie. He bears witness to the truth. And I would go home and I'd be broken day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And I lost all desire for the things that I once loved. Completely. Completely. It was like, whoa, what's going on? There was a transformation going on. I was being created in the image and likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ, and I didn't know what was taking place. But I knew that there was life in me that was overcoming the life that I lived prior to Him overcoming through me. See, the only food that I wanted was the Word of God. And by the way, every day of my life, my kids will tell you, my dad's in the Word all the time. His conversation is always the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, who did that? Well, again, when you're born of the Spirit, guess what? You do the things of the Spirit. See, you can't do the things that you wanted to do when you're born of the Spirit the way that you used to do them. You hate those things now. And the only thing that you want now is the Word, the Word, the Word. And that's what you feed on. If you hunger and thirst for righteousness, the Bible tells you that you will be filled. And guess what? He fills up His kids to the full at His table. At His table. And He does it daily. The hardest thing I ever went through. I was confused from the modern church because I seen what they were teaching was contrary to the Word of God. And many times they would say something that was according to the letter that killeth, but they didn't have the Holy Ghost to bear witness of it because they were teaching it backwards, not forwards. See, they were doing more damage than they were doing good. They said they were teaching the gospel to people that were not repentant. Hey, folks, good news isn't good news until you know the bad news first. You know, you can't tell people that they need Jesus until you first show them the reason they need Jesus. Period. He's a Savior from sin, Matthew 1:21. Not some sin, but all of sin. So moving fast forward after a process of breaking for years, I remember a youth pastor called me up. It was about a year and a half after I first got saved. That I knew of. I knew I was in a real process now. I was in boot camp. I knew it. See, those that are born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke, right? I was born in that fire, and boy, was I lit. And I want to tell you what, ever since then, boy, have I been lit. We're called to be the ministers of the flames of fire. Went up into a youth group. I was invited by the youth pastor. I don't know what his problem was, but he was kind of intimidated by asking me himself to come up there and preach to Teen Challenge, David Wilkerson's ministry out of New York. And so I did. I finally went up there, and me and this youth pastor became friends. And I want to tell you what, you want to talk about a snake pit? Was I sucked in real quick, and I hated everything about it. The gossip, the backbiting, the adultery, the lying, the stealing, the cheating, the false grace where everybody was looking for a covering and the grace to use as an occasion for the flesh. And boy, is that prevalent today in this country. I hated all of it, and I still hate all of it. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. But I went up to this youth group, and week after week, after month, for a year and a half, I heard this youth pastor do nothing but talk about what needed to be done. See, I was born of the Spirit of God. I didn't need anybody telling me what I was supposed to do. I knew I needed to do something, and I just needed a new lens that the Holy Ghost gives. The Lord said in the book of Revelation that He'll give you eyes to see. He'll anoint your eyes that you might see, and He'll open your ears that you might hear. And as I listened to this youth pastor, I just seen how he would embellish things. He would blow things way up beyond proportion. And I would notice his personal life didn't line up with what he talked about in front of the youth group. And that was a conviction to me of my sin, too, because I hated it all the more. Well, guess what? If I was going to walk in power, then I then needed to walk in the light, not in the darkness. God is light. There is no darkness in Him at all, the Bible tells us. And then I would think about David when he said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Lord, I need more grace to keep your commandments better," said Charles Spurgeon. He's right on. Well, if you desire the holiness of the Lord, then walk in the light that you have and let the Holy Ghost grow you up into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is Him who is the head of all principality and power, right? So that's who we want to grow up into. And we know that He's seated in heavenly places far above all principality and power. Well, I want to sit in the same seat. Well, then I have to meet Him on His terms, and that's what I was doing. Well, it just got to the point where I just said, you know what, guy? You've been talking for a long time about what needs to be done. And I'm not the kind of guy that's going to sit around and wait for the world to pass me by. I want to please God. And I have an operation of life within me that is leading me out there to get busy to change this country for the better. I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the answer. And again, as I said during the first segment, it's not hard to find what you're supposed to do. Just right the wrongs. First within yourself, repentance before God, Acts 20, verse 21, then your family, then your communities, then your cities, then your state, then your country. That's how it works. So I ended up being invited by a principal to do a high school assembly program. And it's interesting because this youth pastor did nothing but talk about going into high schools, and he never did it. And here comes out of nowhere a guy coming up to me and saying, "Hey, listen, would you be willing to come do a high school assembly?" And it's interesting because I don't think I slept for 3 days before that assembly. What do I do? What do I say? How do I do it? It doesn't matter. Just like Peter and John when they were standing before the religious hypocrites of the day and the hierarchies in government. The Bible says that they looked upon Peter and John and they realized that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they perceived that they were with Jesus. And it's exactly what I did, is I trusted the Lord somehow, and I blindly went into this assembly, and there just happened to be 1,700 kids in the school. I did one the first year, three the second year, we did 100 the third year, and before you knew it, we got 360 of them under our belt. Then all of a sudden we started doing colleges. Then before I knew it, we started doing television. And then I was pushed into radio, and I didn't want to do radio. Oftentimes, by the way, a real call, your flesh trembles in what you're called to do. You don't want to do it. I didn't want to do radio. I used to pre-record shows the first year on radio. Because you know why? Because I didn't want to make any mistakes. Well, the Lord had other plans. Interestingly enough, and to take note of, is when I first got saved, instantly I was brought into a Christian metal band, top notch, world class, second to none, all the way across the boards. I was also brought in to do radio interviews right away, and I was also asked by a major magazine to do an article called The Dean across the United States of America. Guess what I'm doing now? All three of those things, still. And then some. And then some. Read John 15 when you get a moment. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just sharing with you during the last segment, friends, how I just got sick and tired of everybody talking about what needed to get done. And I just said, you know what, it's time to do it. Because when I was reading the Word of God, that's all I seen was Jesus going from city to city. Remember, he said, I must also go to other cities. That was the very purpose that I was sent, he said. And it's exactly what we've been doing for 20 years in ministry. We never stopped. Matter of fact, there's more to do every day. Remember King David prayed in Psalm 20 that he asked for the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth is his inheritance? Well, guess what? That's what we ask for too. And he gives it to those that are willing to take it on. And he provides for it. And he gives you he answers your prayers, friends. Again, when you meet him on his terms, think not that to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. Pray not. The Lord said, pray not that there's yet 4 months. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. And guess what? That's what we pray. Just like in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, Lord, send me. Don't send them, send me. I want to be a part of the answer. Therein lies all honor. And that's where Christ is glorified. Read the book of Acts. The book of Acts. Notice the book of Acts. It's a verb. It's an action word, right? And the blessedness is in the doing of the word, not hearing only and doing nothing, deceiving yourselves. So let me go fast forward concerning what we're talking about. The question again was, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? Well, I just want to reply with, when you're born of the Spirit, nobody needs to tell you. You just want to get busy. The end aim is the heathen is thine inheritance, okay? the end aim is the souls of men. Luke 19:10, seeking and saving that which is lost. The end aim is getting the message to the people first in your backyard. It's interesting to me how missionaries and millions of dollars that they raise, I can give you numbers if you need to know, but the missionaries that receive millions and millions of dollars to go over to other countries to preach a gospel that they can't preach here because nobody will listen to them. And why? Because it's without the Holy Ghost for the most part. But what's interesting to note is these missionaries will go over into a foreign country and preach the gospel that they can't preach here in their own backyards. I'll tell you what, the greatest demographic, the greatest mission field in the United States of America is the public high schools, friends, the colleges. And yet they fail to do it. Why? Because they're afraid to do it. That's interesting. They'll go over onto other countries, but they fail to serve their own people. Well, Jesus did just the exact opposite. He started in his own backyard first and foremost. And so did the apostles, and then Paul really broke out. You know, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament? Man, he really broke out of the box, didn't he? And apostolic and prophetic people, friends, they're line breakers. They cannot be restrained in small areas. And when you look at the United States of America, that is our playground, let me tell you. And God has given it to us. And we start here in our own backyard first before we go over to the mission field. Well, that's what I'm called to. Yeah, I bet. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets. And by the way, read 1 Corinthians 12:28, because the Bible tells us first apostles, then prophets, then teachers. And therein lies the headship of the church right there, too, by the way. The apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. How many apostles do you know, friends? How many prophets do you know, friends? How many real teachers do you know? And isn't it interesting that the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, they all have the same function, and they're all to do the work of an evangelist, the Bible tells us. They're all supposed to be doing the same thing. Why? Because they all serve the same king. And then it goes on in verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, first and foremost, for the work of the ministry. And that's what people don't want to hear right there. The work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. When I'm doing engagements across the country, speaking engagements, folks, I'm showing pictures of the high schools that we've done. I'm sharing them, my testimonies in colleges with professors and the students. I'm sharing with them the testimonials from television, from radio, from my columns. Everything I do is all done under the same headship of Jesus Christ. And by the way, we don't take our hat off when we go into other places in the United States of America because we know who we are and we do it boldly. That means forward to danger. We're not asking for permission from the devil to obey God. That's important for you to know. When you go to the book of Romans, chapter 12, it says, I beseech you there, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then he says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, I want to tell you this, too. It's important for you to hear this. I stayed in school for years, and I'm still in school, studying and showing myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Many don't know what they're supposed to do because they don't know the word of God. But when you go back to Romans 12, I'm trying to rush this through so I can make sense of it before the end of the show. It tells us, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we all have that if we're born of the Spirit. And then it tells us in verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. We're all in this together. Okay, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth or on exhortation, he that giveth. Let him do it with simplicity, not difficulty. He that ruleth with diligence, that means painstakingly. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. And then he says, let love be without dissimulation. Huh, funny you bring that in right after he showed us our duty. And now again, I want you to understand and make clarity, or bring about clarity, I'm sorry, is that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And I am right now in John chapter 1, verse 12. 13 says, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. Also read Galatians 1 when you get a moment. Okay, they're not born of the will of man, but of God. And guess what people do that are born of the Spirit of God, friends? Just again, let me make clear. They do the things of the Spirit because they're born of the Spirit. And when you're born of the Spirit and you're filled with the Holy Ghost from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you are a busy dude, or you are a busy dudette, let me tell you. And you wish you could do more. I can always gauge a real call of God when I'm talking to somebody, because they're always looking to do more than what they have done. They're not trying to make excuses to get out of what they should be doing. They're looking for excuses to get busy and to do more. And if you look throughout, remember those that were called and they refused the call and they made excuses because they wanted to do other things? Let me go take care of my field. Let me go deal with my wife. Let me go bury the dead. You know, so on and so forth. And the Father looked at them and said, those that were called to the supper, they're not going to partake. Now go out into the highways, into the byways. And by the way, this is where you're going to find the people that you're called to. And seek and save that which is lost out there. But notice when the gifts were given, those that were faithful with little were given much. And then it tells us those that had much and their giftings were multiplied, the one to two, the five who doubled and had 10 cities to oversee. See, when you have more that the Lord gives unto you, the Bible says, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Joy isn't found being lethargic. It's not found being slothful in duty and obligation before God and man. There's no joy there. As a matter of fact, the only thing there is condemnation and guilt for not doing what you should have done when you had the time to do it. But the Lord says, enter into the joy of the Lord. That is real joy, because Jesus said, where you lose your life, that's where you find it. If you're looking for something to do, first of all, let me advise you, get into the Word of God and know what you're talking about from Genesis to Revelations. Do your due diligence and then apply it to society by your actions day by day. And when you do that, once you begin little by little, you're going to end up having so much on your plate. The only person that's going to be able to fill your plate is the one that called you by His Spirit. And I want to tell you what, it's never little. He said, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things and what you know not. And he also said, open your mouth wide in prayer, friends. Open your mouth wide. And he said he would fill it. And if he's going to fill it, you better bet your bottom dollar he's going to answer those prayers. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. See ya!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.